what will the immediate effects be of the provisions going into effect today?
First of all, kids can't be denied coverage through a private market health insurance plan for any sort of pre-existing conditions. And this was a problem for a long time. The second piece is that there's no lifetime benefits limit. For any new health insurance plans that are created from today going forward, they can't charge you any co-pays or extra payments for things that are considered widely recommended preventive services. So these would be things like, you know, mammograms and vaccines. There's no co-payments for those anymore.
Speaking of preventative care, do you think it will have a significant effect on cost in the long run, or do you think people simply won't take advantage of it?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, there's always a health behavior component to these things. And as much as you want to encourage people to sort of take care of themselves and make use of preventive services, you can't force them to do it. But that said, you know, eliminating the co-payments for preventive care and, you know, giving people health insurance coverage so that they can go in and see a primary care doctor fairly easily, I think is it opens the right doors.
President Obama has been trying to assure Americans that the health care plan will lower the deficit in 10 years. As it stands, do you think that is possible?
It's possible, but it's optimistic. I think the general consensus of those who've been sort of studying these health care reforms and what they're going to mean for you know, the United States and its economy is that it does a lot to get people coverage, which is important in its own right.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, sure. It's been my pleasure. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care.